Hey, I'm just letting you know that in February 2023, I am speaking at my friend Andy Storch's event in Sonoma, California. It's called the Talent Development Think Tank. I'll be running a session on marketing your workshops. And on day three, I'll be hosting the 2-hour workshop blueprint session. I'd love to see you there. Head on over to leannehughes.com/think tank. Enjoy the episode.
Life's too short, so you're here to work and live large. Here's your host with nothing to lose, Leann Hughes.
Hello and welcome to the show. I'm your host, Leann Hughes, and I'm here to help you imagine what's possible is possible for you. Hey, last week on the show, I had Owen Eastwood. He's the author of a fantastic book called Belonging. Really great interview. If you're thinking about, if you want to know anything about creating trust with teams, psychological safety, but also really good conversation around purpose and how as individuals, we don't all need a purpose. We don't all need a calling, which is really refreshing to hear that. That's last week's episode. Today on Two by Tuesday, this is a segment where every second Tuesday, I tackle a question using the power of a 2x2 matrix. Today, it's all about optimizing work. What should you optimize? What tasks should you optimize? And then which ones should you try to get out of your life? Like try to delegate out or just stop doing? I debrief this one on the show. If you've got any questions you'd like me to use the power of a 2x2 matrix to solve for you, just send me an email, hello@leannehughes.com. And of course, please hit subscribe and share your thoughts on the show in your podcast player of choice. Show notes are always at podcast.leannehughes.com and you can watch the visual over on YouTube. Enjoy the episode. Can you solve all of life's mysteries on a 2x2 matrix? I reckon you can. Welcome back to 2x Tuesday. Today's question is, what type of work should you consider pursuing or should you try to optimize as part of your workday? Let's talk about the two important elements. The first one, I believe, I think competence, like are you actually good at the thing? So this is going on the y-axis, competence. We've got you're very good at the thing, you're excellent, that's up the top. If you're off the charts, you're brilliant, you're very competent at doing that certain task. Of course, what's the opposite of that? Not so great. So low competence and high competence on the y-axis. And then on the x-axis, well, I think it's important to optimize for joy. Does a task actually fill you with joy? Do you enjoy doing it? Do you feel like in a state of flow while you're working through that task? So it gives you joy, there's high joy, and then the opposite of that is the opposite of joy. So it would be, I'm not going to say dread, but I'll just say, I don't know, we'll keep it to low joy as part of that, right? So low joy, high competence, and low competence is what we're mapping today. Let's look at the bottom left here, which is where you don't get any joy from it and you're not very competent at it. It's quite interesting. So the more you enjoy something, the more you want to get better at it, or the more effort and time you put into getting better at it. So if it gives you no joy and you don't have any competence in doing it, I actually think the word I'm going to use here is quite strong. I think that's crap work. Try to avoid it the best you can. Try and think about what else can you do. And then hopefully these three other areas can give you some clues into more areas that you can pursue. If it doesn't fill you with joy and you're not very good at it anyway, what can you do to remove that from your life? We'll go to the bottom right, which is where we've got high joy, but we're not competent at it. And I would actually say not competent at it yet. Because like I said before, if you have joy and you enjoy doing this thing, over the time and effort that you put into it, you might actually get better, you might improve. So it's not crap, but there is a bit of a gap at the moment. So what you need to do then is focus on how do you get better at doing the skill? Things that I talk about, you know, finding people that are great at it, listening to their podcasts, reaching out for them as mentors, just investing the time and energy. And hopefully you enjoy doing that because whatever that task is joyful for you. On the top right, we have here, it's highly joyful and you're great at it. That's a really great place to be in. So I'm going to write clap here, continue this on. This is the dream for all of us. And look, just a word of caution. It doesn't matter what you're doing in any role. And what I've heard from people that are highly successful is that you're always going to have to do a variety of the stuff. Like sometimes you'll have to do the crap stuff. Well, hopefully you can delegate it to someone else, right? With the skills gap, because you want to be learning and growing, there will always be a gap as well. So our days can't always be 100% of doing the things that are great. But the challenge thrown down to us then is how do we start to optimize for this? That leaves us with the top left. And I think I'm going to call this a trap. This is a real trap I see a lot of people in. I have found myself in on numerous occasions as well in my past, is when you're actually good at something, but it doesn't give you joy. This is probably the hardest thing to detach. And that's why I call it a trap. And I sort of want to focus on this area as really an important quadrant, because a lot of the time we get rewarded for our competency in something and we get confused with the external validation of that versus our internal drive and joy for doing the task. And this is where you find people in organizations that climb to a top of career ladder and then just wake up one morning and think, like, what am I doing with my life? And I've had roles where, like, I'm not too bad at doing certain things, like arranging things and organizing. I can do it, but it's not my strength. And I really like this strengths equation. I'll actually draw it over here. A strength equals your talent multiplied by your investment. And I took this from Gallup, the Clifton Strengths tool. Strength equals talent times your investment. If you're naturally competent at it, it's going to be easier for you to put in that time and the investment. So your strength will only exponentially increase. This is why we want to be over on the top right, where we just have that optimized way of working. Over here, though, I mean, we can get into the trap. If it's not giving you joy, actually, that is something that's defined as a weakness. Michael Bungay Sr. talks about this in his book, Do More Great Work. When you're here, you're doing the good work, but it's not the great work. The great work is over on this side. And Jim Collins said, good is the enemy of great. So we really need to think about, hey, look at my day, look at this week, look at the year that I've been working with. What am I working on? Am I in the good zone, or what can I get over here to the great zone? And often it comes back to asking yourself questions and paying attention to what does fill you with joy. That's today's Two by Tuesday. Thanks so much for listening. I'd love you to sit back and reflect on your year. Now that we're into the end of June, right? The first 6 months have just passed us by. I want you to think about, where have you spent most of your time this year? Which quadrant? The clap one, the trap one, the gap one, or the crap one? Thanks for being here. Chat to you in a couple of Tuesdays. You're the best. Thank you so much for tuning in to Work and Live Large. I really appreciate you. If you know someone in your network and you think, oh my gosh, they've got so much potential, like, I want them to live and work larger, send them this episode. I think they might appreciate it. I also appreciate hearing from you, your feedback, your thoughts, your questions, anything. You can shoot me an email, hello@leannehughes.com, or find me on LinkedIn to search for Leanne Hughes. Stay up to date with all the episodes by heading on over to leannehughes.com/subscribe, and all the best with your week as you go around living it up.